Blue Spot after the last race. Hot Dub Time Machine. You'd know some of their songs, wouldn't you, Ben?
Oh, yes. I dance along to those most nights.
Of course. The Hot Dub Time Machine. I'm reliably informed by the best experts that he really is one of the world's best-known DJs. So, look, what a day it'll be, not only on the track but off the track. We've got lots of activations around the place, and you're perched right there near the Eagle's Nest as well. What a spectacular-looking place that is for the Tab.
Yeah, wandered down there this morning, and I made mention of the Punter's Podium back today.
How exciting is that, too, to have the old days of the Punter's Podium. That will be indoors, this, adjacent to the old betting ring. Brad Davidson and Mark Olmos, great performing experts from Tab, will be hosting that there today. And for $10, you could buy into it, many shares as you like, and really just let the experts do all the work and cheer home a few winners. So there's so much happening at Rosehill Gardens. Can I just quickly commend all of our staff out there, Matt Sharman, our general manager, and, of course, the track staff, Sean Patterson, walking the track yesterday with Pierre-Charles Dudoe. They were blown away. They've never seen tracks like this before, and I think Chris Waller and all the trainers have mentioned as well, too, what a great surface it is. So we're so proud and grateful of our great staff out at Rosehill Gardens. They'll host a massive race day today.
Good on you, Brett. Thanks for that. 10:34 members, 10:45 general admission, and the first race not long after midday. It's a day to be, well, what will create history, and we urge people to get out here and enjoy it, particularly if you live out in the western suburbs. Thanks a lot, Brett.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to all the punters.
That's Brett Devine there from the Australian Turf Club.
60 seconds. 8 times.
Sky Sports Radio, Sky Racing, the Australian Turf Club and Racing New South Wales welcome you to the inaugural Golden Eagle Race Day from Rosehill. The $7.5 million Golden Eagle for the four-year-olds promises to be one of the classic races of the spring. Plus, there's the $1 million Redzill for the sprinters and the Rosehill Gold Cup. Welcome to Golden Eagle Race Day.
Yes, the Eagle has landed. We welcome you to Iron Jack Golden Eagle Race Day, Sky Sports Radio, Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central. We're in our vantage point here at Rose Hill, and Ron Duffacy is here for an historic day. Morning to you, Duff.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. What a beautiful morning we have here. Yeah. I'm just watching a bit of track work out there for 20 minutes or so. Sometimes you miss it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you miss it, just getting up and watching these beautiful animals work on the track and the Christmas, a little bit of Christmas in the air and a perfect morning. Going to be warm.
Going to be warm. Low 30s out here in the west, but the smoke haze that's been around, it doesn't look like it's as severe as what it's been the last couple of mornings, but the wind may come up midway through the afternoon. We'll keep an eye on that. But at the moment, the track's perfect. Dew on the track this morning. They had a gallop on it. James Innes galloped on it at 5 o'clock and said it was absolute perfect. So good for 5.11 the Penno and the Rail True. Newcastle a good 4, Eagle Farm a good 4, they've had rain overnight but it's still a good 4, and Flemington so far 4.2 mil of rain in the first band of rain that's come through. The track is still a good 4, they may get another 3 or 4 mil mid-morning, we'll keep an ear on that through it, but at this stage Liam said the track is perfect. We didn't water because we knew it was coming.
Yeah, I had a look at that last night, about 9:30 it was big mass, but it was all going over down
underneath
Warrnambool there.
Yeah, no, exactly, so they've been fortunate with only the 4.2, but we'll keep an eye on that. But the big day is the Iron Jack Golden Eagle. The internationals have come to conquer, and they might be good horses, but they're going to have to be very good to beat our four-year-olds.
Yeah, look, they'll have to be very good, because this is the cream of the crop. And I feel this first Golden Eagle, it's not like Golden Slippers. It's not like Golden Roses. You know why? Because their form lines haven't hit yet.
Yeah.
Usually we have the lead up to the Golden Slipper. We have lead ups.
Yeah.
They all meet, and we sort of got an idea. That's better than that. That's better than that.
Yeah.
This time we've got the Epsom form. The Silver Eagle form. It all comes in the Tab Everest form.
Yeah.
So it's a race where everyone's anticipating that they still might be good enough.
Yeah, exactly. And the barrier draws may be crucial. We often hear the Hawks stable say, gee, it's hard to win from wide draws. What do they do from there? What does Tommy do in the first 50 to 100 metres?
Well, at least he's got time to think about it.
Yeah. Long
back straight. And and how many times after the race is like, I shouldn't have worried about that barrier.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's the same with Parata.
Because you can dodge that. You know, if there's a little bit of interference, you can slot in quickly. And high-pressure races, things can happen.
And it's interesting with the three internationals. You know, they come here with good form, but will they jump as quick as our horses?
Of course. You don't want to lose the race in the first 100 metres.
Exactly. And often they can be a bit slow. They're not used to sort of jumping like we jump.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they measure up.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah. All right, I'll just go through the scratchings. There's 18 of them, and then we'll chat with Darren Biedman from Godolphin. So the current scratchings, race 1, number 1, Pandano, 3 Betcha Flying's come out this morning, number 12, Cavelmo, and 13, Quintessa, 1, 3, 12, and 13. Now, race 2, number 2, Luna Mia, 5, Equal Balance, 16, Heavenly Thunder, 18, There Is No Other, and 20, Atlantic King, 2, 5, 16, 18, and 20. Race 3, number 5, Musharebas come out yesterday. Race 3, number 5. Now, in race 4, H and Pippa's come out. Race 4, number 4. Race 5, number 4, Who's Knocking, and 6, Dumbrody Power, 4 and 6. Race 6, 2 Winning Ways, and 3 Maha Madeus, 2 and 3. Race 7, number 6, Zusane is out of the Golden Eagle, number 6. Race 8, number 10, Senor Fox, number 10. And race 9, number 12, Dumbrody Power has come out of both races here. Expect to see it run in Melbourne. And mentioning again, Behemoth was vetted again this morning after showing signs of lameness in the last couple of days. But it's been passed fit to run this morning by Racing New South Wales vet. So relief there for David Jolly and the owners that Behemoth will be able to line up in the race today.
Yeah, big relief. And obviously a lot of those horses are in on Tuesday.
Exactly.
Agent Pippa's running in Sydney, and Dunbrody Power, I bet you Flying Melbourne, they're nominated.
I think they're both in on Tuesday.
Yeah.
All right, let's get cracking. We've called on the big guns today. Normally we go Cummings and Waller. But Duff said, no, I want the real ones to come on this morning and really give us the inside mail. And Darren Biedman's the first of those. Morning to you, Dazza.
Morning, fellas. How are you? Is James on that other station, is he?
No, don't worry. He's done a media ban.
He's
doing
his job, is he?
Yeah, no, he said, no, I don't want no more media. I've done enough media and things. I said, no, don't worry about that. I'll get Darren on. Mate, it's a big week. It's a big day today, isn't it? It's extraordinary. Everyone talks about the rivalry of the states, and that's fantastic. But I reckon today is absolutely fantastic to have them both up and going, racing first class here with the Golden Eagle, showing everyone what New South Wales racing is all about.
Well, the landscape of racing in Sydney has just gone to another level. It's the wave that just keeps riding to the shore. I'd like to be riding now.
Hey, Duff watched Nature Strip gallop past us about half an hour ago, and he wanted to be out there then, I can tell you. I could see it in his eyes, Duff.
I ride every night from midnight to late till my eyes open. I'm riding plenty of winners too, you know that, don't you?
I'm a little bit like Steve Smith. I can't sleep at night.
Yeah, no, just want to get up and get going. All right, let's help our listeners into some winners.
Yeah, Darren, special snap in the first. A little bit quieter ride, I'd expect, today.
She jumped quite well. There didn't look a lot of speed on paper, and it was a bit of a lung burner. She wasn't really probably ready for that type of race, second up. To her credit, she was still there at the furlong after a highly competitive race. She's probably drawn the right gate where she could just bowl across from that alley. But it looks an ideal type of race for her and distance as well, given the tough run that she had last start.
In race 4, you got Beau Ideal. He sets up well with a race that looks pretty quick here.
He did. I think coming... is probably the key to him. He's a horse that last start he just did too much within himself and, you know, three and four deep, no cover, and loomed up to win, and that just told him on him over the concluding stages. And he's had that nice little mid-prep trial, and it was encouraging to see him. Joshy Parr rode him in the trial. He just come out on him quite neutral and got him relaxed. And admittedly, it wasn't a fast time, but it was the fashion that he performed. He really towed him to the line, and he's quite a big gross horse when he came over here. And so I really think you'll see a fit horse in the enclosure today.
Mm. So Garlis, well, she's done a great job winning a past two.
Well, you know, it's whether it's by design or by fault, but she's been very well placed. This mare, she's, you know, the two wins, the last two starts. You know, her resume could have read a lot different, considering she's only won by short heads the last two starts. But in saying that, that's credit to her. You know, she's a fighting mare. She overcame the odds. She was 3 and 4 deep last start, no cover. Battled on well, so she finds another fillies and mares race again today, and obviously, you know, going up, you know, in the ratings, it looks an ideal race for her.
Yeah. You move along to Tally. He's hasn't won for a while, but I reckon he's going as well as ever.
Well, he's been such a fabulous campaigner for us, you know, over the years. He's getting a little bit long in the tooth now, but. You know, I think he ran in about 3 or 4 derbies for us, you know, as a 3-year-old. So, he's, as I said, he's been a great campaigner. And he was probably a bit stiff the other day, you know, just when Josh was starting to build the revs up, the horse inside of him sort of kept coming out and impeding him and sort of taking the wind out of his sails. But, yeah, he's got good form behind Colding, very elegant. If you put Happy Clapper in this race, I think he'd be starting a pretty short favourite.
Yeah. And at least he's got a little bit of weight for age form of late as well.
Yeah, no, it's solid form.
He's just one of those horses that you'd just love him to win one more at least.
Yes, exactly. Like, yeah. You know, he's every race day he turns up and gives his best, and he's getting out to a distance now, like, it was just a fraction short for him the other day. They were just a little bit too nippy for him. So he's probably 2,000 would be the minimum distance that he would require at this stage of his prep.
He's got a nice draw, an acceptable draw. Can he be ridden any closer? He used to be in the old days. This is not a fast race.
He did. We thought he might be a little bit closer last start, but it's a tricky start there at the 1,800. He hasn't really got that zeal out of the gates like he used to have. He had a few little barrier mishaps along the way, and he just doesn't spring out of the gates like he used to. So, but he's got the right jock on board to be able to overcome that if need be.
This Red Zeal Stakes, you're pretty strong here. Trekking was fantastic in the Everest. How's he come on?
Oh, he's come on perfect. Ronnie's. You know, right from his first trial this time through, he's just looked the picture of health and just improved. And every trial, every run, you just say, you know, he's ready to go. So, look, I know it was a quick back up, you know, but you needed a horse that was a hard and fit for that type of pressure race in the Everest. And, you know, he was back there with the place getters and was a solid performance after a, you know, solid run in the Scalacci. So look, he's got good form at Rose Hill. Speed of the race might be a little bit of a question mark for him, but he'll certainly be savaging the line.
Well, the speed of the race won't bother Home of the Brave. He should give a good sight from this inside draw again.
Yes, he's a type of horse. Like, I'd rather him draw where if he's drawn sort of 2, 3, 4, sometimes you get a little bit of a bump for another horse, but drawing the one, he's got a little bit of room to manoeuvre on the inside of him, so he should be able to build up the revs in the first 50 metres. He's either a 1-gate or a 10 or a 12-gate horse. So, look, if you cast your sort of mind back to the Theo Marks. I know we haven't got the heavy ground today, but probably looking at a similar sort of race to what he won 12 months ago. You know, he's Glyn's been just, every time he comes in, he's buzzing with joy, you know, to tell us how well the horse ran.
Yeah. And Deprive, well, nothing matters with him. He's just got such a lethal turn of foot where he can run off a big sectional.
He has. You know, he's a serious competitor. He really loves a fighting finish. The only question mark with him today is that he's never raced at Rosehill, which I find it hard to believe when I was going through his form. So that's really the only question mark with him. But, look, you can't take anything away from the way that he's, you know, delivered, and he just never got it. His only real blemish was in the Rupert Clark at Caulfield when he was in another postcode. He just never got round the track at all. So, look, he's a racehorse and he's a competitor. If there's any chinks in any of the other horse's armour, well, he'll be right there.
Well, the team have set up a big derby day. They're looking very strong. They sort of show the unit. They call them the unit now, don't they? That's the new name. I've heard James say the unit. It's the unit versus the lads.
I'm not quite sure. I'm not on social media. I'm not on Twitter. I'm not on Facebook. So I'm not up to speed with all that sort of jargon.
Oh, you're lucky. Viridine, he looks ready to win the first.
Yeah. The only thing, sort of, just like him to be able to switch off. You know, he's whether a straight race will suit him. He has performed down there. It's just a matter of if you can get him into a right rhythm, and getting his racing sort of pattern in a comfortable frame of mind. He'll perform strong today. He's very fit and very well.
Well, Bowman's the right man to do that. Flit in race two, she looks obviously hard to beat.
She's a high class filly, Ronnie, and you know, there's not a lot of form coming. I think she's about the only runner out of the 1,000 guineas that's in the race. You know, a lot of them are coming out of the ethereal, but look, her win, you know, two runs ago she was quite unlucky and probably might have been a blessing in disguise, you know, just having that burn around at Caulfield, in the sense that she had no luck and she went into the race full of running for the 1,000 guineas, and she got a really good feel for the track. But look, she does look like a Flemington type filly, and I think the 1,000 guineas form always stands up for this type of race and high class filly.
You got a backup there in Tassane, who's a second stringer, but gee, she's been tough getting here.
She has, and the form out of that race is at Newcastle. It was only Newcastle form, and she's only as big as a matchstick. She's not an overly big filly, but very, very tough. And Camarina, she won an Oaks, so I don't think the distance is going to pose a problem.
Race three, Hilo, races on the pace, makes his own luck.
Yes, he's solid campaigner, but there's a couple of handy horses in this. So look, he's drawn wide and he's going to be able to roll forward. He's a very fit horse, so that'll stand him in good stead.
In the mares race, you got two nice mares here. Savatiano, soft as you like, winning last start, but did get favours. And Pahutakawa, which looks a plan to get it to the mile here at the right time.
Yes, she's a Flemington filly and she won, you know, over the carnival this time last year in Pahutakawa. It looks an ideal type of race for her. Be nice to get some, you know, the Group 1 status beside her name. And Savatiano, well, as I said, she got all the favours last start. And it wasn't an overly keenly contested race. And first up run was good, just got tired late. But drawn a tricky gate and got the Doyler on. So it'd be good to see him back in the winner's enclosure back at Flemington.
Yeah, for sure. Bivouac, can he turn that luck back around today? Or we know he's good enough.
Yes, well, he's, you know, the other day, things never panned out for him. And James stretched his legs a little bit down the straight there at Flemington in between last week and today. And he's come out of that race really well. And more times than not, he'll be you know, horses that have that type of situation, you know, they'll come out. He'll be ready for the race. He's pure racehorse.
Best of days, the tick for him is probably he's a good miler and he's one for one at Flemington.
Yes, you know, went over the car, won this race last year, and so he's just got the tight track just caught him off guard at Moonee Valley on the quick backup. I think it'll serve him well, and you know, good strong rider like Doyle, I think he'll be good late.
And you finish with three mares set up beautifully, all third up. Manicure, Resin, Demerara. Resin, probably if they'll get rain during the day, might improve.
Yes, desperately unlucky. She just had no luck, you know, the other day. I suppose, you know, by then you'll know where the pattern of racing is. Gate one, there's always a little bit of a question mark there at Flemington, but look, very honest race mare, and, you know, I could really see her figuring in the finish, given that she likes a little bit of sting out of the ground, and you know, she was just crying out for open spaces last start. But all three fillies have got three mares have got good chances.
Good on you, Darren. We wish Godolphin all the very best. It's a big brand name all around the world, Godolphin, a really tight unit.
Yep,
getting the unit word in. Good luck, mate. I hope they all run well for you.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll all be watching.
Yeah, they will be. Good on you. Thanks, Darren. Darren Biebman joining us there, going through all of the Godolphin runners. There's so much happening trackside and away from the track with Tab and everything. Don't forget, here on track, the punters podium's back today. Mark Olmos and Brad Davidson are going to be looking after that indoors, adjacent to the old bookies room, or bookies ring, I should say. $10 a ticket. You can buy as much as you want to there, and Mark and Brad will look after you right through the day. With the Tab, if you're in a venue like Rose Hill Gardens today, you get that second to fifth. If your horse runs second back to fifth, you get that bonus back up to $50. If you're not in a venue, it's races 1 to 6 if your horse runs second or third. And then, Duff, we've got the quaddie pool projected at around $1.5 million here at Rose Hill.
Wow, we are looking forward to that.
It all plays out. The Western Suburbs comes alive today with the running of the Golden Eagle, the Red Zell, the Rose Hill Gold Cup. Brad Widup's coming here, Duff, with a couple of nice chances. Morning to you, Brad.
Morning.
Good to talk to you, mate. Sam Barr and Jungle Eyes, they're both capable enough today?
I'd like to think so. Look, unfortunately, I sort of chose to run them together. I did have Sam Barr in Tuesday, but once it's 1, sort of hard to give it up, really.
Brad, I thought he looked terrific in the... he probably needed the run the other day, but he covered ground. He had a dash at them. It looks in top company, so it looks a lovely tick-over run for a race like this. Are you happy with him?
Yeah, really happy. Look, you know, the only other time he really ran in this sort of grade was his maiden, and he won. He's been group sort of racing ever since. And, you know, look, I threw him in the deep end the other day. I was hoping for a soft gate, and we drew wide, and I didn't run there, though. I just sort of, you know, there's the hunter in another fortnight. Like, if he happened to run well today, you'd sort of go there, and I'd probably back off towards the Magic Millions end. But, you know, so I threw him in, and he came through really well, actually. I think you'll be pretty happy how he presents today.
Okay. Well, it's a pretty quick race. He's adaptable, isn't he? He can lead or he can take a sit.
Yeah, look, obviously, it looks to be good speed, and I think we'll just have him as close as we can from the good draw. I'm sure he'd be right there in behind him. I dare say the speed will probably be pretty solid, so I don't want to sort of get in a battle with him. But, look, Christian knows him well, and I'll just leave it up to him, you know.
Yeah. Jungleized, how's he returned?
Well, Christian's been raving on about how well he has returned. And, you know, so it was hard to sort of run him. They're probably my two, good campaigners, and it's, you know, it's tough to sort of run them together. But anyway, he's, you know, obviously from a good draw and Tommy Berry aboard, I'm sure he's going to be in the race for a long way. You know, Christian's been very bullish about how he's been trialling and working, so we'll find out today, I suppose.
Yeah. How's your good filly? Is she going to Melbourne, to Kiri? Is it Kiri?
Yeah, she's been down there. Took her down last Sunday, so she had a good week down there. She worked, I went down there Thursday and watched the work, and she had a little bit of looking up the running, but, you know, look, I was glad I got her down there early just so she could have a look. She's got a really good head on her shoulders, that filly. Like, even when I took her to Scone that day, she just sort of tied up in the tie-ups, good as gold, and did everything right. So she loves the racing caper.
So runs Tuesday?
Yes, yeah. I think you drew the barrier there for me again, Andrew. Every time I talk to you, I draw the airside gate. But anyway,
Ron brought it up this time. It wasn't me.
Yeah.
It might be the best place to be there by Tuesday.
Look, there's a bit of rain. I think there's a bit of rain down there this morning, so she might be in the right spot. So it'll do a world of good for next time through, and, she probably has to go around. There's not too much unless I go to Sandown. I don't want to sort of probably string her out that long this time through, but I'm very happy with her.
All right, well, good luck with the two here today and then on Tuesday.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Brad. Brad Witt up there talking about Jungleized and Sandbar today. The Iron Jack Golden Eagle Duff, what a race. We've spoken about the quality of the race, but how do you see it being run here? Is there, we've spoken about the long back straight from the start, but is it simply people waiting to see what and how quick Luke Curry does it with Sunlight?
Yeah, there's a lot of to-ing and fro-ing, and everyone's keeping their cards close to their chest. And I did read one report where Luke says, "Oh no, I'm not gonna rush out.
No,
I'm gonna take my time."
That
could be dangerous for Brutal, because that gives, you know, Jonker, or Mizzi, Fasica chances to already find their positions. And then if they decide, well, he's taken too long to cross as this bloke, I'm gonna kick up.
Yeah.
And then they're in a world of pain.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll know your fate after 300 meters, I'd say, with those wide horses. But they've got some thinking to do.
Now we know. Around this race, off the Golden Eagle, that there's charities that have got been chosen by each stable, and I hate to choose one, but we have this morning Michael Waters joining us from Triple Crown. They've got runners today. It's a significant month. It's not only just today. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. It's a magnificent concept, the race, but also for charities. Each of the stables, along with their owners, have chosen charities for their horses, and then 10% of the $7.5 million will go to different charities depending on where you finish. But you've gone the extra way for the month of November.
Yeah, we have. And look, it's a great opportunity for us, and we're grateful to Racing New South Wales to be able to give something back to these charities. And we've teamed up with the McGrath Foundation, who obviously do a lot of great work with raising awareness and, in supporting people suffering from breast cancer. So what we're doing is 10% of our winnings today with Military Zone will be going through to the McGrath Foundation. But further on from that, we're already planning a fundraising drive for the month of November. So it's worked in well, and all of our runners over the month of November will be running in the hot pink silks instead of our usual red silks. And, what we'll be doing is looking to raise money from our owners, who may look to pledge a certain amount of prize money, one during the month, but also the general racing community as well. If anybody wants to get on board and provide some support to that charity, it'd be very much appreciated.
Okay, so they can go to the Triple Crown website, and there's a link there to a GoFundMe page.
Yeah, there is. So if they go to triplecrown.com.au, there will be a logo there on the front page, and they can click on that, and that'll take them through. And I think, not everybody's aware, but there's 1 in 7 women that'll be diagnosed with breast cancer before they reach the age of 85. So it's a very prevalent disease, and I think almost everybody, in our community is touched by somebody who's had breast cancer, whether that's a relative like myself, I have a sister-in-law who's suffering from the disease herself, or otherwise it's a friend. So I think it's something that I think these women deserve a lot of support, and it'd be great if everybody could get together and show them what the racing community can do.
Yeah, it's a fantastic cause, and you know, we've all, that's like you said, we've all had someone touched with it. I've had my wife that's had breast cancer, and she's one of the fortunate ones that's got over
got
it.
Through,
and,
yeah.
And they're so good with it now.
Yeah.
And I really think this is a thing that racing can do. I know the Galagotis boys have got the Pancare colours on the month for the month of October or November as well.
Yeah.
So any trainers or owners, you know, if they've got a special cause, just for one month of the year, get a new set of colours and say, I'm supporting this charity.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic. I really do.
And I think, Michael, we speak of your month, and obviously today with Military Zone and the Golden Eagle, but there's such an array of charities that have been chosen by all the respective runners, you know, Riding for the Disabled, National Jockeys Trust, Drought Angels, CARI, Camp Quality, Variety, Red Kite, Rural Aid, Autism Spectrum, Dementia, Channel 7 Telethon Trust has been chosen by Arcadia Queens owners, Ronald McDonald House, and the Danny Meads Barlow Foundation. They all mean something to their respective owners or trainers or the stable, and let's hope I wish they could all win so they could all get some significant money, Michael.
Oh, that's right. So do I. What a great variety of charities. And I think the great thing about this Golden Eagle is that 10% of the prize money from any placing goes through to the charity. So all of those charities that you've listed will be receiving some valuable funds. And let's just hope, you know, for our sake and the McGrath Foundation, the Military Zone can run a bottle of the day and they can get a big check.
And just finally, mate, what are Snowden's telling you about today? You've got four or five runners. What are the main hopes?
Well, I think there's probably a few of them, and they're probably in the main races. I think Brave Song and the Red Bell Stoke, excuse me, he's there at about 19-1, I think, but he's really only had a couple of barrier trials till here. He was just caught back on the fence back in the field last time and just got held up for running for the length of the straight. So I think he's ready to go. He's got some good form around tracking. And up to the 1,300 metres today, and he's fresh for this race. I would look at him at an each-way chance. And I think Military Zone, let's just hope there's plenty of pressure on up front and gives him his chance to run home strongly as well. I think for $7.5 million, there should be plenty of pressure coming from out wide and inside, so you never know.
Well, mate, we wish you the best. We wish all the charities all the very best with their respective horses. And the hot pink will be worn for not only today, but for the month of November. Any Triple Crown horse you see will be wearing the hot pink. And that reminds you to go to Triple Crown's website and go to the GoFundMe page. And the donations will go to the McGrath Foundation. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thanks very much for your support, Andrew.
Good on you. Michael Ward joining us there from Triple Crown. There's one extra scratching that has appeared here. Duff sanctioned in the last. Race 9, number 11, sanctioned, is out of that race. Before we take our next break, let's go to Joe Pride. Morning to you, Joe.
Yeah, good morning.
And, Joe, we've just been talking to Michael Ward about the charity aspect of today around the Golden Eagle, the Iron Jack Golden Eagle. Tell us about the Danny Meads Barlow Foundation, if you can. That's your chosen with Forseca.
Sure, that's chosen by James Moss at Tricolours. And as my understanding of it goes, it's about the diabetes charity. So,
right.
To be honest, I don't know a lot more about it than that, but hopefully I might after today.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. As we've spoken, all the charities are there, and we wish them all the very best. I hope they come out and enjoy the day, and their horse runs really well. And for Seeker, we've just been talking about the tempo of this race from the 1,500-metre start, Joe. Where in your mind do you see for Seeker?
Yeah, look, she's got good gate speed and tactical speed, but, I can't see how it wouldn't be a really high-pressure race. I'd love to think I'm sort of... Yeah, you know, maybe three off them, fourth, fifth, sixth, something like that in the run.
You pull out all the replays and just look at them individually. You think, oh, she's a good sprinter, but then you look at a pedigree and she should, and she should, you know, eat up this 1500. And probably one of her best wins was at 1400 at the end of last prep.
Yeah, sure. No, look, I think she's had the right preparation to run the 1500. She got there third up last time to run 14, and I'm confident I've given her the right prep. She was good on the line the other day, through the line, given she was a month between runs. So, you know, she's fit for today's assignment, and you're really looking forward to it.
Your other runners, Joe, discussions off a bleeding attack, but his latest trial win was good.
Yeah, he always trials well. He normally needs a run or two, but it's a small field, and you know, I'm sure he'll run well.
Everly, well, she's been impressive in easier races. Hard to line her up.
It is hard to line her up. She's new to my stable, but her two wins have been impressive, particularly the one at Wyong, and she'll just be ridden a similar way again today, quiet with some cover, and she's been really explosive at the end of those races, and you know, I'd be thinking she couldn't be too far off these kind of horses given what she's already done.
I thought Easy Eddie would be he's dangerous today. He's looking at the map here, he's going to run well.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? Home of the brave, but takes up. It's funny, for a big field, I don't see a lot of pressure there, and he's a horse who can get up on speed, up and out of trouble. Absolutely loves Rose Hill. Convinced he doesn't like Bramwick that much. He's had four goes there and only run one placing. But he was a bit luckless the other day. Always the aim to be here in this race, and he's gonna peak today for sure. And he looks fit. He looks well.
Okay. All right. Well, let's hope you can have a bit of luck today, and see you out here.
Great. Thanks very much, guys.
Good on you, Joe. Joe Pride going through his runners now. Just before the break, the scratchings have gone in for Lone Jack, a Golden Eagle Day out here. Fine and a good four. Penno this morning, 5.11, and the rail is true. The interim scratchings, race one, number one, Pandano, three, Betcha Flying, 12, Cavalmo, and 13, Quintessa, 1, 3, 12, and 13. Race two, 2, Luna Mia, 5, Equal Balance, 16, Heavenly Thunder, 18, Zariz No More, and 20, Atlantic King. Race 3, number 5, Mushareb. Race 4, number 4, Ancient Pippa came out this morning. Race 5, number 4, Who's Knocking, and 6, Dumbrody Power. Race 6, number 2, Winning Ways, and 3, Maha Madeus. Race 7, The Golden Eagle, number 6, Zusei, number 6. Race 8, number 10, Senor Fox, number 10. And race 9, take out 11, Sanctioned, and 12, Dumbrody Power, 11 and 12. They're the interim scratchings for Rose Hill. Still to come, Charlie Duckworth from the Wallace Stable and Tommy Berry.
Don't miss Goulburn Cup Day, Sunday, November the 3rd. Worth $200,000 in prize money, the Goulburn Cup is country racing at its best. Featuring high-class support races and a keenly contested fashions on the field, with an inflatable zone for kids, face painting and on-course DJ. It's an outstanding day of action on and off the track. Check out Goulburn Race Club on social media or visit goulburnraceclub.com.au for a full range of hospitality options. Goulburn Cup Day, proudly supported by Racing New South Wales, Sky Racing, Sun Solutions Goulburn and Spencer Australia.
Mum, are we doing free full service delivery on fridges?
You read my email, Lionel.
Yes.
Our customers love it.
Okay, so any customer that comes into Bingley and spends over $600 on a fridge will get free delivery, free connection, plus removal of the old fridge.
That's not flight, are you, Lionel?
Spend over $600 on a fridge and get free full service delivery.
At Bingley.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Conditions apply.
Meet Paul. As project manager for Cloud Construction, he's forced to keep every project on track, keep the cash flow positive, and explain all delays and overruns. It's enough to drive him crazy. But then he discovered CAT Projects, the ultimate project management tool. With a 24/7 project management system, an audit trail that minimizes disputes, and a team that's in sync with every project, he can finally kiss his worries goodbye.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian offer an opportunity to stand out from the crowd. Own and race a colt being aimed at the classics and cups. Everybody loves Fastnet Rock, and we offer a high-quality son of Australia's champion sire. From Freckleface, a city-winning half-sister to Bring Me Roses, Face Value and Face of the Earth. Join our dynamic Gay and Adrian team in our Fastnet Rock Classics contender. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Some people spend Saturdays in the park throwing a ball around for a small dog to bring back. Other people know the best place to be is your local tab. And this Saturday, exclusively in your local tab, if your horse runs second, third, fourth or even fifth in all races at Rose Hill and Flemington, get a bonus bet back up to $50. And now where I'm heading, tab. Long may we play.
Excludes SA and WA residents, New South Wales, Vic and ACT tab account, fixed odds, win bets in New South Wales, Vic and ACT tab venues only. T&Cs at website, gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance. Be sure, insure with HQ. Visit hqinsurance.com.au.
It is Golden Eagle morning, setting your biggest weekday right up here with Saturday racing at its very best at Rose Hill. The Golden Eagle, the Red Zell and the others. And Chris Waller's stable is going to be strong here as well as Melbourne. Charlie Duckworth is joining us. Morning, Charlie.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you, mate. And we saw Nature Strip gallop in the Melbourne direction, setting off past us. But Duff saw it down the back, Duff.
Down the side, it was airborne.
Airborne was the word there, Charlie.
Yeah, I had glowing reports coming back from the track. Obviously, I'm at Flemington at the moment. But he's certainly on track and, you know, a solid run in the Everest. Certainly hasn't taken anything out of him.
These two Eagle runners today look beautifully placed. Charlie Colding, lovely prep. He's had a trial since the Epsom Arcadia Queen. Stable's obviously happy with her.
Yeah, very happy, very happy. Look, she was only beaten a little over four lengths in probably the best sprint race in the world. So bearing in mind that she won a Group 1 over 1,800, I think that was still actually a massive run, even though I think people on face value probably thought it was a touch disappointing. 1500s right up her alley. She's fit and ready, and yeah, she's got the gun barrier and a good jockey aboard.
The other horse, you happy with him, Colding?
Colding, yeah, very happy. We galloped him a day earlier, so we galloped him on Monday morning instead, just so we could do that a little bit more, obviously with a month between runs, but he bounced through that. And look, it's hard to beat winning form, especially Group 1 winning form. So I know it's slightly different at the weight scale for him, but if there's a horse who can make the necessary steps, then it's probably him.
And just with Arcadia Queen, we saw it the other day, and Chris spoke about it on Thursday morning, that the stable are confident that freshness is gone, that she's going to be just a lot more settled.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously we've spaced her runs right the way through up until the Everest, and now obviously it's only a 2-week turnaround. So we've been able to keep a lid on her, and I think she's primed and ready. And after all, this was the reason why she was sent to Sydney. So fingers crossed.
Marino in the first, a good tough win from the front the other day.
Yeah, it was. Obviously up in grade and the awkward draw to contend with doesn't make things very easy for him. A couple of scratchings obviously helps his chances. And I guess we work out exactly where the favourite's going to be in terms of going forward and going through the grades. So, yeah, a little bit up against it today, but we're hopeful of a good run.
Asterius, Sir Pippin and Mr Reckless in race three. How do you assess those three?
Asterius, the extra 100 metres will suit, but, you know, a large enough weight to contend with. But he'll certainly rally off his last 200 very, very nicely. Sir Pippin's probably looking for a little bit further. Trialled okay earlier in the week. And Mr. Reckless, I would think, would improve significantly off his first-up run. He was just probably a bit underdone for that first-up run and gets good weight relief today. So I'm expecting a big improvement out of him.
Okay. Race six, Abdon, Legerge, the Lord Mayor, another dollar, Dealmaker, the best chances there?
Obviously, Dealmaker's probably our best chance in the race. He gets in with 52 kilos, and Jay rides that weight well. Awkward draw does make things slightly tricky for him. And I guess Abdon, Legerge, and the Lord Mayor, they're all pretty similar in terms of the 2,000 stepping to the 2,000 metre journey, which will be beneficial. Abdon's probably just looking for a bit of rain, which unfortunately seems to be coming tomorrow instead of today. Mm. And they're drawn well. And another dollar. Well, she was a class horse, so we've just got to get her back right up to her best. But 2,000 metres is stepping in the right direction.
Okay, and the last, the Red Zell, I should say, they may be long shots, Mr. Seawolf and Fiesta, but they both look to be in form.
Yeah, exactly. That's the main thing. Fiesta's last 200 first up was outstanding. A little bit further today, but again, awkward draws for both of them to contend with. But on the whole, on the day, as a stable, we've had pretty good draws, so we can't have it all our way. And look, they're probably a little bit up against it in a, what's a very classy race, but when there's that money on offer, you have to run.
It sounds like you're the saddle-up man in Melbourne today. Maybe cross paths with Chris at the airport there, but Cavalmo in the first. Chris seems to like him, just listening to an interview during the week.
Yeah, he's look, he's taking the necessary steps, but you know, it's a very hot field, and it always is. The Carbon Club's a hard race to win, and often you see the progressive horses coming through it. So we are only coming off a provincial win, but I think the Flemington straight will suit, and obviously the extra distance is going to bring him right to the fore. So hopeful there.
More speed for Patrick Aaron today, and he's passed two. He's back on track, so nice race for him.
Yeah, I think so. He's going to be a genuine winning chance and a genuine chance of getting into the Melbourne Cup. He's obviously only one away from gaining a start without having to win today. So ideally, we would have preferred not to have to run today, but we're more than happy for him to win today and run on Tuesday. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Your two mares, Invincibella, who looks to set the peak third up, and Noir, always a knockout chance.
Yeah, exactly. A little bit of a shame that Noir didn't get a start in the Cantillar. But, you know, look, she didn't draw flash in either of the races. She needs to probably lift a little bit, but and Invincibella, well, she's a Group 1 winner, and she'll need a lot of luck from that barrier, but you know, she's a big, strong mare, and I think Flemington will suit.
Session will be strong late in the Coolmore.
Yeah, he will. He will. Just need a little bit of cover early. Obviously, as you know, the 1200 up the straight sort of is more like a 1300, if you know what I mean. Obviously, his father won the race, so hopefully he can follow in his father's footsteps, similar to last year. He'll with the three Zoo Stars that managed to trifecta the race.
Mm. Relucent's had a good prep for the Derby.
Yeah, he has. He has. We sort of, when James got off them at Warwick Farm, we were umming and ahhing whether to push on and give him a little bit more time, because he is still a little bit immature. But his last start run was outstanding, and he probably would have benefited a little bit more if he had a bit of cover in that run. So look, we're more than happy to run today. I think the distance won't be an issue, and if you're looking at his pedigree, and Huey doesn't mind a Derby.
And the mile is always a good race for you. In the past, Night's Watch, good chance, Lifeless Ordinary, going well with no luck, and obviously Star of the Seas always gives his all.
Yeah, exactly. Star of the Seas, he's coming off a good run in the Epsom, where I thought he was fantastic. A little bit more weight today, but that probably just tells you a little bit about the calibre of the race. More than anything, Night's Watch, how he didn't win the Toorak is beyond me. He deserves a Group 1 win. He's got an okay barrier. Damien Oliver, there's no knocking there. And obviously, like you said, Lifeless, he's just a model of consistency at the moment and deserves his chance. He'll probably back up again next week, similar to what he did last year.
Is there two from the stable today that you like?
I'd probably say Night's Watch, and I genuinely, and I know this sounds very boring, especially from our stable, as we often sit on the fence, but gee, I wouldn't be that surprised if we could Cronulla the Golden Eagle. So
I see where you're coming
good
from.
Good day.
Yep.
All day. Right. Well, yeah. Let's hope it is for the stable. It could be a very good day if you Cronulla it. Good on you, Charlie. Good luck with all of them.
No trouble. Thank you.
Thanks, mate. Charlie Duckworth. Let's go and spend a few minutes with Tommy Berry. Tommy, good morning to you on Golden Eagle, Iron Jack Golden Eagle Day. And, well, the barriers have been very much discussed right through the week. Are you have you had any sleep since Tuesday?
Yeah, I've slept really well. It is what it is. I've been around a while now to know that you can't do much about it once the barriers have been drawn. And I didn't even really do much form until last night because there was no real point, and you know, I don't think it's as bad as everyone's making it out to be. Maybe brutal, but not so much Pirata.
Okay, so how are you going to approach Brutal? Just on feel after, with no set plan, or a set plan in the back of your head, or an open plan that you'll let us know about?
Yeah, no, we'll be. He's obviously going to be in the first quarter of the field, not usual. That's how he always races. He's a free striding horse, and the biggest thing with him is getting him into a good rhythm, where he's not pulling and he's happy. And I've obviously got the mare drawn to my inside, Sunlight. So I'll be obviously following her across for as long as I can, and then it just depends what happens with horses underneath her, whether it's Mizzy or Jonker or horses like that. They're the horses that are going to be, you know, make my life hard if they need to. So I'll have to make a decision once, after 100 metres. But that first 100 metres, I think it's just important to get the horse happy and not make it too complicated for him.
You say not so much with Parada. Are you no thoughts of going forward? Are you intent on going back?
No, definitely. I think we'll probably be on the positive side. I wouldn't say we'd go back with him.
No.
There's sort of three or four horses that are going to really press the issue, I think. And then after that, you know, obviously Home of the Braves drawn in. Easy Eddie will be there. I suggest probably Lara Main will probably be there today. And then after that, there's sort of an opening for me where if I miss that, I'm probably going to have to go right back. So... I think that we will step away a little bit positive like we did when he won the All Age, and then try and find a spot after that.
Okay. You got other nice rides, but just a couple of them. Indy Carr, have you had anything to do with him? He's impressive at Newcastle.
Yeah, I trialled him before he went to Newcastle, and I was disappointed he went there on the day because I wanted to ride him. But he gave me a great feel in his trial, and he was held up most of the straight. But the part about his trial I liked the most was when the last 50 metres, when I asked him for a little bit, he was there straight away, and he quickened pretty much straight away. And then you saw that in his race at Newcastle. He wanted to hang in and do a little bit wrong, but then once he straightened up and hit the line, he's got a great turn of foot, good acceleration, and he's a horse that I think's you know, right up to this grade. But it's a strong race, and he gets a good run from the barrier. Gaze are going to be hard to beat, but I wouldn't discount him.
Okay, and the other one I want to talk to you about is the last, the Charatira. She seems to be trialling well.
Yeah, it has, and hasn't been out of a place out of six runs at its last preparation. It's trialling very well. It's got good speed. Should get a nice run just in behind Oakwood, Twilight, and Outrageous. Obviously, I rode Outrageous last start, and he's going to be very, very hard to beat. He's got he had plenty of improvement on the other day, and he didn't have the greatest of runs. So he gets in with a, sort of the same weight as he did the other day with the claim. But I'm going to be following him everywhere he goes, and if there's a chink in his armour, I think I'll be the horse to beat him.
Sure. All right. Well, Tommy, all the very best today. Charity, all the part of the Golden Eagle, and it's just a fantastic build-up for a race out here in the western suburbs. Enjoy today, mate.
No, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
Good on you. Tommy Berry going through them. Duff, thanks to Mix Bakery, who is based over at Randwick, helped us the other day with the Everest pies. He's organised yesterday a delivery of some Mix Bakery pies and sausage rolls. You can smell them. They're out there. Max, our tech, has already had two of them, so I'm hoping there's something left. But thanks to Mix, and thanks to Michael, one of the chefs here at Rose Hill that's brought it down this morning. So we appreciate all the help, because Duff is going to go and enjoy it right now.
Hope they're not too hot.
Oh, don't complain about it. Don't complain about it.
Oh, what about me last night? I get in the hotel room. They got a single bed in there.
What's going on there?
Oh, please.
Oh, single bed.
I fell out of it halfway through. I haven't slept in a single bed since I was 12 years old. I sprawl all over it.
I can imagine Duff on a single bed. We won't say where we stayed, but geez, I hope you get a better service next time. Thank you, Brian. Go and enjoy mixed pies. All right, let's have a look at all the scratchings here for the program. The riser system just starting to wind itself down with everyone wanting to have a look at the scratchings. So here they are for Golden Eagle Day here at Rose Hill. Race one, number one, Pandano. Three bets are flying. 12 Cavelmo and 13 Quintessa, 1, 3, 12 and 13. Race 2, number 2, Luna Mia, 5 Equal Balance, 16 Heavenly Thunder, 18 There Is No Other, and number 20 Atlantic King. So 2, 5, 16, 18 and 20 out of race 2. Race 3, the scratching is number 5, Mushareb, number 5. Race 4, number 4, Ancient Pepper, number 4. Race 5, number 4, Who's Knocking and 6, Dumbrody Power, 4 and 6. Race 6, number 2, Winning Ways, and 3, Maha Madeus, 2 and 3. The Iron Jack Golden Eagle is race number 7. The Lone Scratching is 6, Zusane, repeating Behemoth past Fit to Run earlier this morning. Race 8, the Red Zell, number 10, Senor Fox is out, number 10. And race 9, number 11, Sanctured, and 11, Dunbrody Power, 11 and 12. So they're the scratchings for the program there. At Rose Hill today. Now, let's go to Newcastle. They've had a warm week up there. The track is a good 4, and the rail is at 10 metres. And this is where we all start slowing down. But here are Newcastle. Race 1 clear. Race 2, number 10, Zazu, number 10. Race 3, number 10, Trinzano, number 10. The fourth, number 1, And So It Goes, and 2, Clear the Beach, 1 and 2. Race 5, number 1, Calabas, 3, Pin Up Miss, 6, Our Fun, 8, Ashton's Blair, and 10, Stratachiever, 1, 3, 6, 8 and 10. Newcastle, race 6, number 7, Trihenian, and 13, One More Jewel, 7 and 13. Race 7, number 1, Fight for Love, and the Emergencies, 13 and 14. And race 8, number 8, Run for Glory, 10, Night Flyer, 12, Your Witness, and 15, Stanza, 8, 10, 12, and 15. Dubbo Racing, it's fine and a good 3, the rail is true, they watered yesterday, 5 mil went on. Dubbo Race 1, take out number 4. Race 2, 11 and 12. The third, the scratching is number 6. Race 4, take out 5, 11, 14 and 16. Race 5, 3 and 7. And race 6, take out number 12. They're the scratchings for Dubbo today. Now, let's go back here and just see how far we can get this system to pump up through Racing Australia. What I might have to do is give you Flemington. Just change the order a little bit here. So let's go to Flemington. They've had 4.2 mil of rain already since midnight. Another few showers could fall mid-morning. At the moment, the track is still a good 4 and the rail true. The first two races are clear. Race 3, number 9, Moreno, number 9. Race 4, number 2, Sound, 5, North Bosque, and 9, Young Star. 2, 5, and 9 out of race number 4. Race 5 is clear. Race 6, take out 1, Microphone, number 1. Race 7, number 5, Serious Liaison, number 5. Race 8, take out the 4 Emergencies, 17, 18, 19, and 20. And race 9, take out 11, Sweet Scandal, number 11. So they're the current scratchings for the program at Flemington. Now, the other scratchings with this system being really slow this morning for Brisbane and Adelaide, we're going to leave them for the time being, and when we get them later, closer to 9 o'clock, we'll go through them for you because the system has virtually stalled on the scratchings. So, Sky Racing 1 about to leave us for American Racing, including the Breeders' Cup, and then, of course, for the others, we'll come back in 2 minutes to preview Golden Eagle Day.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian offer a colt to own with Aquis Farm. By Vancouver, Gay trained him to be the Golden Slipper winning champion two-year-old. From Danglissa Girl, daughter of the Gay Train Group 1 winner Danglissa, and closely related to Gay's Group 3 winner Sweet Redemption and Gay Stakes winner Unite and Conquer. Join our Dynamic Gay and Adrian and Aquis team for $9,400 a share. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-61-9999. AFSL 336808.
Some people spend Saturdays in the park throwing a ball around for a small dog to bring back. Other people know the best place to be is your local tab. And this Saturday, exclusively in your local tab, if your horse runs second, third, fourth, or even fifth in all races at Rosehill and Flemington, get a bonus bet back up to $50. And now where I'm heading, tab. Long may we play.
Excludes SA and WA residents, New South Wales, Vic and ACT tab account, fixed odds, win bets in New South Wales, Vic and ACT tab venues only. T&Cs at website, gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Lionel, Samsung's celebrating 50 years.
Man walked on the moon 50 years ago.
That's some segue.
Imagine the picture on a Samsung TV.
I'm working on your segue.
How about a Bingley gift card valued up to $1,000 with any Samsung QLED TV 75 inches and above?
One small step for anyone buying Samsung QLED TV 75 inches and above.
One giant deal for everyone who buys a Samsung TV at Bingley.
A gift card worth up to $1,000 from Bingley.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
At Wingman, we've got your back. We're so excited by our new Wingman mid-strength 3.5% crisp, clean, never bitter lager. We're putting out a challenge. Next time you buy your beer, grab a single can of Wingman 3.5%, and if it's not the cleanest, tastiest, crispest lager you've ever had, take